I'm always afraid.
Bofa wasn't lurking behind you.
I live in jangling. Constant fear.
That was like a Bofa flinch the that whole was. Time. She was like,
"You're a deer in headlights."
Baby step, yeah. Baby step.
But you didn't want to step.
I've gotten got. Yeah. Many times.
It's true. It's true.
You know.
You know where that happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
At the Aldi.
At the Aldi. Okay.
Aldi's.
Tell us. Oh. Oh, boy.
At the Aldi. It does happen at the Aldi all the time.
Oh, my God. Are they nationwide? Or, like, I want to make sure. Does this joke just work here? Because there's
think,
a lot here.
No, I don't think they're nationwide right now. Are they?
I don't know. They're German.
They're worldwide, what, baby.
They're like Trader Joe's, but the original.
People don't understand. Aldi
it used to
be
bad, though. So let me tell you.
Busted.
Like, if you were shopping at Aldi, which I was, yes. It's like life wasn't going well.
All the shit was on the floor. Great.
Yeah.
They didn't take boxes. Credit cards or anything like that. They took WIC and cash.
Yeah. We didn't know what a credit card was.
Yeah.
You know what I respected about Aldi, though, even during that era? It's the only fucking store. They let the motherfuckers just sit. Like, the cashiers are sitting, unless that's changed recently.
No, they're chilling.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like, let the motherfuckers sit.
Yeah.
They don't even have to bag their own shit. They get have to bag it yourself. It's a great idea.
It's a good system.
Yeah.
But the products are much better now. Oh, man. I remember we got, like, a canned, like, Sloppy Joe situation once. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's usually good, too. That's the thing. When you get a Sloppy Joe in a can, like, usually it's good, but the only one was bad. That's weird.
We were very poor.
Isn't it?
Emphasize.
I feel like that store is glorious for kids because when you walk in, it's all those dry, like, non-perishable, like, goods. So you're talking
lots
chips,
of cookies,
mm-hmm. little wafer action. Like, it's just endless for a kid.
I do love a wafer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the fucking cereal in a bag would just upset me because it was, I don't know. I felt cheated.
Because you hate the environment?
Well, that too.
Where do you want your cereal, like, in? What would you rather have it in?
I wanted a box that was interactive.
A vase that you throw away afterwards?
No, that had, like, a toy in it. Yeah. That's what I wanted as a child.
You know, in the box, there's
some useless knickknack that's going to pollute the earth. What?
In the box, there's also a bag.
She wants the cereal to raw dog the box. Raw dog in that box. She takes out, when she gets cereal, she opens it up.
First day.
Yeah, she opens up the bag, pours it all right in the box, and then shuts it back up.
Because it looks more movie-like that way.
Yeah, she eats it like popcorn. Yeah.
Have I ever told you that I hate you so much, Oliver?
Yes.
Every day.
You would go to Aldi and buy Pops?
Pops.
Pumps, because it was always an off-brand. Yeah. Way back in the day, it was never. Now, I think I went there recently because somebody told me that it had changed so much, and I'm like, oh, shit, this is it. I see name brands, but before...
It's pretty good now.
It was like Lieutenant Crunchy, or, you know.
Yeah, it was a knockoff. Yeah, it's like, Count Mockula.
It's like interim Captain Crunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chef Gaillardee.
You got to pay for your own shopping cart?
Yeah.
That's very tricky.
That's some German energy, because I'm like, I've never done this in my life.
But you get your quarterback.
You do.
Yeah, but who has a quarter all the time?
Is this weird accountability, though? Because if I wanted a shopping cart, a quarter is a great price for a shopping cart.
But then they lock up on you, though. That's the only problem. They do that. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously a way to get through that, but, you know, when you leave the premises.
I'll buy four of them. I'm feeling, feeling good today.
It's a low-effort way to keep you honest, though, because a lot of people just fucking are just... wild with their carts. They go to their car and I'm like, you don't even want to put it in the fucking stall that's like a two away to not be an asshole. They just like leave it wherever. I'm like, that quarter apparently is enough to keep people honest. Who knew?
People use the shopping carts as like a litmus test for good people. There's been studies done. For real. Because they're like, if you can't do this, you're not capable of doing anything else for anyone.
Yeah.
It's a very low ask.
Yep.
So if you're leaving it around, apparently there's like some pretty bad associations with
You're a sociopath? Interesting.
Put your cart back.
Speaking of diagnosis, just like self-diagnosis, I am likely to suffer from ADHD, according to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to put that out there. I would appreciate your support.
Squirrel.
Financial? What sort of support?
Mostly emotional. I need a community around me right now.
Just Google what to do for someone with ADHD, like she did, and like, do I have ADHD? Just Google what you're supposed to do for someone, and then that's what you do.
Okay.
Apparently,
Dr. Internet.
Apparently, I have a real problem, and
we've been telling you that for a while.
I know.
Not with respect to ADHD, just generally speaking.
As a person.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Anyway.
Problematic person.
So what is the problem that you...
Well, I'm a bit disorganized, a little bit messy, and my husband has brought to my attention that I'm like the Tasmanian devil when I go through the kitchen, and I like leave a trail of stuff, and it tells a story. I didn't realize it was so bad, and I was over here thinking he was the problem, but I think, I need to do something.
Maybe he's gaslighting you. Maybe he is, and he's like, you leave stuff. Dude,
that's like the lightsaber of the world. I love it. You gaslighting me right now?
Maybe it's him. Maybe it's him.
I love that.
No, it's definitely also him because he leaves many things all about the house and spills coffee everywhere. It's a real problem.
I heard this funny one. Then you might relate to it. I saw this thing where it was like, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soul. Just like, dude, literally just put your clothes away. They're already folded. You already folded them. It's like, put them. I felt that one.
No, I see stuff out of the corner of my eye and I'm like, I'll do that later. There's like a magazine on the floor of my bedroom that I have not addressed in like a week. And I'm like, I'll just get to it, you know? And then I just don't get to it.
You get a terrible paper cut on your foot one day.
One day, and I'll learn.
And learn your lesson.
Para que aprendas, cabrona. So you learn. Shit. Anyway, I just needed to get that off my chest.
Can I say something? Good morning.
Oh, yes.
Yo. Mm-hmm. Doing this in the morning, a little brunch cast for y'all motherfuckers.
We're drinking coffee.
Feels different.
Which feels different. They don't hear no cans cracking right now.
No.
A little morning edition.
Yeah, not yet.
You know, no drinking other than coffee. I got a lot of shit to do today with all of my children's. So, you know. So I got...
How many children's do you maintain, have?
Oh, we're not going to go get too personal on this. Podcast.
I expected you to lie.
Plus, then he's got to specify which ones he claims. Yeah, which ones like, he does.
Like, how many do I have legally?
Yeah. Oh, well. That I know.
Like Uncle Sam knows about this man.
Oh, that's sad. Also, Jorge is wearing a Kirkland signature T-shirt with a giant hot dog and. And the price is $150.
He's come to the dark side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then you get Kirkland a soda baby. With refill. So that's pretty good. It's a good,
pretty bomb deal.
You're not going to beat that fucking deal.
No, that's great.
But you got to be a member, though. Yeah. Get up in there in the first place. See,
this is like a members only shirt.
Do you, or is there a loophole here?
No. I mean, I got to come in with a friend or something.
I don't know. Can you just, because there's two separate entrances. They don't let the one you where in? They check, the no. one where they check your ID, and then the no. one that lets you get.
Let me tell you something. As someone who doesn't have one of these little Costco cards because I didn't drink that Kool Aid, okay? All right. Someone who doesn't need
your loss.
Someone who doesn't need 9,000 hot dogs at one time. All right, I don't have a card, but I did try to walk up in there one time. And they're like, whoa, hold up. So you can't be like, no, I'm just getting the hot dog, and they start going in there wilding out. I don't think they even watch in the building. Okay.
You know, I was thinking about the homeless population. I was like, wow, what a deal. But no,
that's what
I
made
can't.
Me think about it.
Honestly,
they
gotta, you can't do it.
At least get some grub without a membership. I thought I'd done it before.
You need ID to get ID in Costco. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's racist.
Just like the damn government, yo.
Yeah, shit. Putting chips in our brains.
You know what? I hate Costco now. You did it.
That's right.
You broke me.
So take off those
but
pants.
But you're still going to shop for all your clothes there. That's the thing. No matter what.
That's also why they can ask to check your receipt. Because they're a membership club. They're not like a store. So legally, I don't think stores can ask to see a receipt at the door.
But that's all bullshit anyway, because it's clearly an illusion. Yeah. They're not looking at anything.
No.
They literally just draw a line down your receipt. And I'm like, you didn't even look at my card.
It's the other accountability piece.
It's just the illusion.
What does that do? When they do that, what are they doing?
It's like
when they mark the receipt. When you
telling our brain that they checked it, but it was the softest check ever. Yeah.
I went there once to get a membership in a faux fur coat. And I'm not entirely sure why.
That's great.
And they declined. It was weird.
That might be the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
You're not Costco material.
They're like, this coat's extra for this moment in time, for this thing we're doing.
Yeah. I hadn't worn it. I really wanted to wear it out in the streets, you know?
And you said, where do I go?
Where was I going?
Yes, Costco.
I had to go to Costco.
Got yourself $1.50 hot dog.
I went to Marshall's, I think. You know, it was a fun day.
Damn.
Yeah.
Stunting on these hoes.
Stunting.
What is high tea?
High tea is this tradition in British culture, English culture, where there's all these like beautiful pastries and different teas, and it's like this elaborate service. I think it's between lunchtime and lunchtime and dinner, and yeah, it's like very over the top and ornate, and it feels very opulent.
Is it served on the backs of the people that they've colonized? Do they have like, because that seems like it might be an important
element. yes. They're only served by colonized people. It's something very extravagant, and I just felt like if I was going to be there, I was going to do this weird thing, and it was great. But
that's
better
than a faux fur at Costco, I gotta say. It's like,
is it?
You know, like, I contain multitudes.
Yeah. I'm hard. No, I disagree.
Mm. Someone should make up a high tea here where you just get lit between lunch and dinner.
You get high.
You get high. Off of tea. And then you off of tea, or you have tea with whatever.
Yeah. It sounds psychedelic tea.
Yo, whoever does that, you owe me money. When that gets done, you pay me because you heard it here first.
We should brand it. A No Chingas high tea.
That's right. Mm.
Done.
Done.
You can't claim it because we just said it.
Trademarked.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Time called it.
Yeah. Does that mean we're gonna
Chicago
host
style
a high tea?
Mm-hmm.
Only for us.
I mean, we could pay somebody to do it. I don't know how to host something that beautiful and extravagant and meaningful. You know.
Yeah. Well, we should get an event planner, and then I want to be served by an Ivy League educated white person.
Yeah. Bachelor's degrees required.
There are definitely people working at catering companies that have Ivy League. Mm-hmm. They got to pay off those loans, yo.
Damn, man. Yeah. That's rough. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't go down that path.
Wow. You know, I don't want to hold up the show, but just talking about the high tea in England got me thinking about. I have like a moment in white history I'd like to.
Oh, yes. Just, no Chingas
we need theme music for this.
Like, we really do.
For moments
something
in white history.
Beat,
just hit one of the buttons. Right, hit one of the buttons. Doesn't matter which one. Just hit one.
Nice. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
This moment in white history.
This moment in white history. Hey.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Have you guys ever heard of something called Select Parts of the Holy Bible for Use of the Negro Slaves in the British West India Islands, also known as the Slave Bible? You ever heard of this thing? In 1807, around there, the British missionaries were like, yo, we're trying to convert all these slaves we have on the islands to Christianity. But damn, if you look at like the story of like Moses and Exodus and stuff, it's all about slaves escaping their captors. They're like, shit.
We can't have that.
They're like, what if we just omit that entire, like, we just take the whole Old Testament out, basically, and most of the New Testament, and leave, like, 30%, and then we'll leave, like, little weird passages that are, like, you know, that emphasize obedience and submission to as servants, and we'll just give them, like, 15% of the Bible and tell them that's the whole thing. Well, that's exactly what the fuck they did.
Oh, my God.
So that was, so, it was pretty gross. It was printed by the Society for the Conversion of Negro Slaves. They were the ones who published this book, Some Great People. So just, you think about that also in terms of organized religion in a lot of countries that have people that have been colonized and stuff like that. You think about where that actually came from and how that would actually work when you're trying to implement converting people.
Think about Florida today.
That's exactly the parallel.
They have Prager University or whatever they call it. I'm putting university in quotes. It's like a right-wing Christian institution, and they're putting out these, apparently now in Florida public schools, they're using these videos produced by this organization that are wild.
They have like
wild
Frederick, the same society,
like,
probably.
Yeah, they have Frederick Douglass being like slavery was a compromise.
Yeah,
and it's like so.
Yes.
And it's, they're doing the exact same thing. They did exactly. This. Guess what? That was 200 years ago.
No,
they're
difference.
Doing the same shit. PragerU is the new society for their education, for their, you know, conversion. Yeah. It's the same shit. And they're literally, the playbook has not changed. It's just they're doing it on different platforms in different ways. But it's, and if they can say, have you accept something because you don't know the real truth? And again, I hate talking about this because it's such a, no one really talks like this anymore, but that anti-woke stuff, they're literally saying, don't look, stay asleep. And people are like, anti-woke. It's like, it's hilarious. They don't even offer anything other than just to ignore what's happening in front of you.
Yes.
Because that was a joke unto itself.
Right. They're like, ignore what's in front of you. That means you're woke. You're alive and you're breathing and you're seeing literally what the fuck's happening. We want you to be anti-woke to everything you fucking see.
Yep.
It's literally happening. It's true. Dismiss it.
Accept it.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Fucking absurd.
It's the dumbest shit.
That's not how this works. That's not how we were even built up.
So, and you have to ask, so why would Florida want to do that? There's no same there's reason, only nefarious
same reasons. Reason they were doing it back then, right? That the motives are exactly the same.
There is no other motive, none.
I want you to think, like, now I guess it's been like two or three people have died on the border thanks to Greg Abbott's like buoys with these like
horrifying
fucking razor blades and God knows what, and these fucking like ginormous fucking blades everywhere.
It's like a horror movie.
It is a horror movie, but here's the thing. Like, they have gotten themselves to believe, people who believe that that is okay, right? Christians, a lot of them go to church on Sundays, pat themselves on the back for being great Christians, are fucking fine with this happening. And it's all stemming from the same place, right? If you can convince those people that those other people are not human, are not worth their lives, are not worth what yours is, you can do shit like this to them, right? And then, you know, sometimes people ingest that also, like, from that very community. So you have, like, Latinos who are just like, well, if they just can't, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you literally ingested this white supremacy, and now you're spitting it back and trying to perform whiteness for everybody.
And get the fuck out of here. That's short guy energy. And that's, like, to say. You know,
that's dumb fuck energy.
It's not lost on me that religion is used to help, you know, push this agenda and create that control. Like, you know, think about like issues like abortion and stuff like that. It's strictly driven by religious reasons, right? And you're able, and like, you know, I know in the black community, it's an issue that the far right tries to, you know,
exploit
within the black community using religion, being like, you know, using that as some sort of way. So then you pull them in on this one thing. They're doing the same thing with this RFK Jr. dude with the anti-vax stuff. Like, yes, black folks are very suspicious of, you know, vaccines and stuff from the federal government,
because there's
Google Tuskegee or something like that.
Right.
Just, you know, but like, they're exploiting that to now use that as an entryway to link them to all this other bullshit ass lies or whatever that are, you know, and it's sad, but it's so obvious what they're doing. And I saw that RFK Jr. on like podcasts, like black podcasts.
Oh my God.
Just talking about, you know, and then, you know, using that Kennedy name. And so that guy is also very nefarious to me. And, you know, anyone who's, don't know what I'm talking about, he's like, what? He's Robert Kennedy Jr.'s son, but he's like, he's running as a Democrat. He's running for president as a Democrat. But literally, if you find where all his money's coming from, it's coming from far right sources. I mean, he's being used to literally
divide the Democratic Party. I mean,
and he's married to that actress on Curb Your Enthusiasm,
which is weird. Yeah.
That is very weird.
Cheryl.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would love to see Larry David in a room with that man.
Just it's probably happened. Yeah.
I know. I'm sure it's happened. I'd love to see that. Yeah. Just the interaction.
Oh, man.
That'd be
hilarious. Watch that. But really, it's gross, uncomfortable. That's
the propaganda is gross. Yeah. And propaganda has been going on since the country started, such as the slave Bible or whatever they tried to call it. The selected verses and blah, blah, blah. Of them.
It's like banning books. Like, you don't have access to all this information because they don't want you to know what is out there and what is possible. Because
if you think critically about any of this stuff to like like 5%, right, you would see through it all. So they got to keep the information away. They got to keep the actual thinking away.
It's a lot
away.
Of work.
Yeah.
And they're not even hiding it. Anti-woke is literally, they're literally saying that. It's hilarious to me that they turn into bad, but it's like, they're literally being like, go to sleep. Do not wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're going to define yourself by something you're not. Like, that's pretty.
It's pitiful. Like, I'm dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Why be smart when you can just like, go memes?
Yeah. I'm not going to read a goddamn thing. I'm anti-woke. I'm a fucking idiot. That's right.
Yeah.
I'll shoot you in the face.
Oh my God. I want to continue this vein. And it's about the migrants being bused. And so this is an article from the Texas Tribune. Child dies while en route to Chicago as part of Governor Greg Abbott's migrant busing program. After a three-year-old began showing signs of distress, the bus of asylum seekers traveling from Brownsville to Chicago pulled over and an ambulance was called. The child later died at a hospital in Illinois. So, I mean, that's what they want? They want these three-year-old brown children to die?
The pro-life party? Yes.
Oh, that's my God. You know, like, when I really think about it, when I try to, like, make sense of it, it's like that's really what they're after, that migrants suffer in really brutal, inhumane ways, so then they don't come to this country. Like, it's okay if a child dies for them because that child is brown. Like, if you think about the logic, there is just disgusting.
Imagine if it had been a Canadian immigrant or a Ukrainian immigrant. Uh-huh. Like, would everybody just be like, oh, we're just moving on to the next thing? No, it would be a fucking...
Yeah.
This story would explode. Everyone would be, like, up in arms. There'd be, like, demands for change. But because they've spent a fucking lifetime demonizing, dehumanizing, oh, the hordes are coming over, they're taking our jobs, there's your villain, your life sucks because of those people. And that shit works. If you say it enough times, people are dumb. If they're not, again, you don't have critical thought, you're not questioning what you're being told. Oh, those are the bad guys. So the bad guys died?
Yeah. Even the babies.
The babies are bad guys. They grew up to be like big bad guys. So great. And that is literally their thinking. And they'll justify it however they need to.
Yeah, and let's just recap too. The bus program, if they don't know what we're talking about, I know it's Texas for sure. It could be some other states in the mix. Florida, who are shipping immigrants to like these like immigrant safe haven states, Illinois being one of them. That's what I understand of the program. Right. And that's where this baby, I'm assuming they didn't address the needs of this mother and the baby.
I would like just cease to exist if this happened to my daughter. I would like disappear into thin air. I don't know how one can even function after such a horrible, horrible thing.
Yeah. I would have been kicking windows out, assuming they weren't like gated or something. Well, you know what I mean? This is insane.
I wonder how bad that was for them to be, because like this baby made it all the way there, all the way to the border, to traveling, you know, to
potentially like, thousands, right, like 1,000 miles or whatever.
We
don't,
you know, potentially, and on this, we had to add another leg for these people.
Mm-hmm. Where totally unnecessary.
You know what I mean? No, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, and just like a political game. Like these people are dying because right wing motherfuckers are just playing games. They're acting stupid. They're trying to make a point, and their points are costing many, many lives. And you know, there are so many migrants here in Chicago now, and I just wonder, like, how will that, you know, progress? Like, how will they keep coming? And like, you know, of course I'm pro-immigrant, but I wonder, like, the infrastructure and, like, here in Chicago, and, like, are we actually
gonna preparing? Support properly.
Exactly. Yeah. And, like, we can't just shove people in a warehouse
or police stations, or police
stations where they might be raped, you know, and sleeping on the floor. Like, what the fuck is this?
Exploited,
like,
for the labor long term.
Horrible. Like, and then I think of all the girls who might be trafficked and how awful that might be. And like the girl who was impregnated by this horrible rapist police officer, and like what her life is going to be. And I like can't fucking take it. Like, I don't know what is gonna happen.
I mean, I know the mayor, Brad Johnson, is working on something with the housing, but there's tangible things. Like, you know, they can't work right now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, so.
And they
so
want
to. Yeah. So if there's a way to expedite, like, them being able to work, like, getting those things in order, because they're trying. I mean, you know,
Home Depot is so full right now.
It is. The parking lots. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Like, my parents came in the 80s, and so they kind of lucked out in terms of being here, and then there was amnesty granted. the only fucking time it's been granted, which allowed just them.
Lucky as fuck.
Right. It was just dumb luck, right? Which allowed them to work and legally, which allowed them to own a home, which allowed them to do all the things that you take for granted. And yeah, I'm like, it has not, I think that might've been like the 80s, 86. Like 84, 86, something like that. It hasn't happened since. So we have an entire fucking swath of this country that's relegated to the margins, and we've just been like, it's fine.
You know, they did that, and now look what happened. You have grown up Hispanic people that are not voting for these Republicans. Yeah. They don't want to do like they don't like like when they did that. There is a a new generation that was able to somewhat plug into the mainstream society, and then we have you know professionals and people that vote and people that make money and all that that are brown.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's terrifying for them.
They're like, we made a huge mistake. Whoops.
Yeah. And so they'd rather keep the illegal, as they say, and rather, powerless and then unable to govern themselves and make any change, but still be here for the reasons that they want them here. It's pure. It's purely exploitative.
Some like long game.
Yep. Yeah. Initiative. I mean, think about it. They think about this. Like they wrote a fake Bible for slaves. They think about this shit all the time. Yeah. They're thinking about all these different ways.
It must be exhausting. Yeah.
No, but it's like, that's what it is. And that's why it's anti us, anti woke, anti knowing what's going on. Cause that's the game plan. Always has been.
Yeah. Nothing has changed, which is when anybody advocates for incrementalism, hey, things are getting better. Things used to be a lot worse. No. And I'm like, I will not accept incrementalism. These minute changes to the you got to blow shit up, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to destroy systems that are built on these things, because like nibbling at the edges gets you absolutely nothing, which is why we're still talking about the exact same thing that happened fucking in the 1800s, right? Like you're talking about wild ass shit that really hasn't fundamentally changed, because we refuse to confront things. We refuse to like destroy the systems and institutions that are built on. Yeah. Fuck that.
But they're really having, I mean, they are having, the reason why we're seeing them so like this white supremacy sort of spike is that, you know, there is a lot of information for people. So there is a large segment of this country that's like, this is bullshit. And they're really reacting to it. They're trying to constrict power, all the gerrymandering. They can make it so people can't vote. They can still be the minority and, you know, hold these positions, you know, and that's literally what they're trying to do. And so like that, I know there's a lot of people who are like, voting doesn't do shit, especially in the black community. I understand that, but why are they trying to have you not vote so hard? Like think about why they go through so many lengths to make you not vote. It's because they know. Trust them when they do that. Like they know. You know what I mean?
Like the COVID vaccine, like they're jumping in front of you. Yeah. White like, people are trying to take your place in
it's
line.
Like that was the argument I was making to some of my friends, didn't want to get it. It's like they know. And you know, so it's so they know too that if this generation learns, like we've come a long way. We have come a long enough way in society where there are schools and cities and states that are like, we're going to teach kids really what happened. When you unleash those kids on the U.S., like there's no way that these grandpas are winning. That
they vote more informed.
Yeah, they won't let you wear any clothes that you want to wear. Like just dumb shit. Like I can't wear clothes I want to wear. Mm-hmm. I can't speak the way I want to speak. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like all this dumb shit that they want to constrict you. And it's so stupid.
You want to know what the scariest thing for a lot of folks is? It's 2044. I think is the projection of when this country will become a quote unquote minority majority country, right? so a lot of folks who will tell you, who will quote Martin Luther King's content to their character and tell you that they're colorblind and do all these things,
not a racist bone
in their body, seem very concerned with being in a position where they might be in a minority and might then be subjected to treatment that minorities in this country have gotten.
But
and I'm like, that's odd.
Wait, but they
that's very strange.
They've been putting signs in their windows. So we've been taking notes on which ones had signs out on their windows.
Black Lives Matter, that like magic marker one, you know, that they just like tape to their door.
Roddy, how did that feel walking around seeing those in windows? Were you like, thanks?
No, I still see them up. It was so funny. 2 Chainz has a line in this song where he says, said my neighborhood got gentrified, out came all the Black Lives Matter signs, which is
it's very good,
which is like perfect. Pretty fucking concise way to explain what that is. And felt good felt wanted.
Who else has a no chingues? We
didn't start.
Yeah,
yeah. That was it. Let's get started now. I'm just kidding.
Let's introduce the podcast.
I mean, I already did my no chingues. Yeah. So, but let's introduce.
That's a little.
Yeah, the podcast.
A little ramble.
Yeah.
A little taste.
You gotta mix it up. This is our brunch special.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta shake it up. Things are different. We don't have mimosas because we're not just assholes.
That's terrible. Just leave. Go walk around the block. Think about what you just did.
Oh boy!
All right, let's do intros, and then I have one.
I am Erica Sanchez, and I am a really delightful señora. I think, you know.
Según ella.
Yeah, I bring a lot to the table. Okay.
Nice. Yeah. My name is Martin Malecho, PhD in pendejadas from Danny Trejo University. And I'm currently obsessed with thinking about how many spiders people eat in a lifetime accidentally.
Ew.
That's a pretty healthy number.
It's got to be high, right?
Yeah. Peanut butter.
Mm-hmm. Just when you sleep, don't you think they crawl in your mouth?
It's happened to me. I've had a spider on my face. I woke up and there was a little spider on my face. I felt it. It was terrifying.
It's kind of.
Anyway, go on.
My name is Jorge. Probably eaten many a spiders. And I am actually wearing a Costco hot dog on my shirt. That's the vibes today. It's the brunch special. Excited to be here.
Kirkland all day.
So from Roddy, I'm not repping Kirkland all day. I don't even really want to be here. I'm only here for the children. I got to give them some game. Y'all know that.
Cool. Let's get into it. Do the formal no chingas, although we got a head start, we typically do. But mine, yeah, is for the children. Do not go see Oppenheimer. One, you're probably not old enough. Two, no one should go see it. This is my hot take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all ears.
Dude, I went to see it, and I thought it was like a weird social experiment. I kept looking over my shoulder because I'm just like, there's no way this is the real movie. This is just not what's happening right now.
No.
And I'll tell you what it is. So big director, big actors, but it's just like 3 hours of this dialogue that I don't really care about. Like, I think they think this story's more interesting or more has more depth than it did. And it's just a dude who's like a self-centered like physicist. And you're supposed to like sympathize with him, I think, or he's misunderstood or some shit, you know.
Always.
But I'm like, dude, I don't feel bad for you creating an atomic bomb. And like, this is not 3 hours worthy. This is like hour and a half max worthy. So they doubled down on me. I think one person left in front of me.
I've done that.
My partner looked at me and gave me the nod, like, should we leave? And I was about to say yes, but I'm like, I think we're so close to the finish line.
Oh.
Let's just push through. But at the 2 hour mark, and I'm like, this is a sick joke.
Oh my God.
No action.
That bad?
Besides the bomb actually going off, there's no action, all build up. Christopher Nolan was like fucking with us for money. I think if you buy it, you're like playing yourself. And the ratings are insanely good.
And it's going to win an Oscar or some shit because it was like a white person's movie.
But I just watched Dunkirk. Like, that shit was cool. A little bit better. This was, man, I felt so played. And the ratings are good. So now I feel crazy.
That happens sometimes. Everyone loves it. And you're like, what the fuck?
You wonder if you're like, you're losing your mind, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a missing component of the story where they just go to New Mexico and there's nothing there. They just build on this like just vast empty swath of land that if you look at actual history was not empty. It was populated
a bunch of people, right?
Populated by indigenous peoples, Mexican people, and they displaced people without just, hey, we need this fucking space, get the fuck out of here.
Sounds familiar.
Right.
They wouldn't do that.
And then
they wouldn't really do that.
And then the cancer rates in the area for people who were nearby skyrocketed.
Oh,
so because obviously you're blowing up fucking there's nuclear waste everywhere.
Oh,
and then they just fucking just blasted it over people. And here we are, right? Like just not celebrating the dude.
Dude,
did they talk about that in the movie at all?
They made it more like a triumphant bright spot.
Yeah, that's where the
physicist liked New Mexico, I think it was. He had already liked it. And he already had like the spot like planned out because it's very like desolate. And he loves New Mexico.
And the truth,
they made it sound like desolate. And it's not.
Truth is, I think he had like shit. He might have had tuberculosis.
Yeah.
And so the dry air of the area. So because it suited him personally, medically, you know, that's again, maybe I'm wrong on this front. I've never been wrong, but I hold out the possibility that it could happen. But I think so. They go to New Mexico. They displace all these people because it would make one person comfortable and help their medical condition. Fuck everybody else. Y'all get cancer.
Ooh.
Damn, dude, man. That's heavy. This is a deep cut.
Yeah. I didn't know it's that piece of it.
Shit. It's facts. So look it up.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that they were just catering to his health. So one person, dude, that's insane.
But you know what? Barbie was cool. I liked it.
I know. I don't know why they were like cross marketing or why the conversations merged.
It became a whole.
It's so
odd. They didn't have anything to do with each other.
I think Oppenheimer was always hopping on this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Barbie was great.
I heard good things. I haven't seen it yet.
I looked up to see if it was the same movie studio because I'm like, if it was, I'm like, we're getting played right now.
Smart marketing.
Yeah. Shit. But it wasn't.
So
yeah.
It was good?
It was great. I mean, when they said a Barbie movie was coming out, I was like, what the fuck are you going to do? You know, I like couldn't even conceive of it. And what they did was really interesting and funny. And like, you know, I was really impressed with how much they were able to like critique the system that they were a part of, you know? I mean, that you could only go so far, right? But it was great to see all these female actresses of color be like these really significant roles, and I don't know, it made me laugh. I thought it was really cool, and I saw it with one of my former students, and it was just like a nice time for us, so we got to talk about it a little bit, and it creates a lot of interesting conversations, I will say. And America was fantastic.
Yeah,
and
your homie.
Yeah, she has this monologue that was, everyone's talking about it, is so good and concise and so like alive and angry and all of these different things, and she just nailed it. And so I was really happy to see that.
I read a review that's like there's Oscar buzz even for
I
her.
Hope so. Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna go to Oppenheimer though.
It might, because that's how unjust these systems are.
I heard like, Barbie was just one big woke bomb.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Oh, so I saw a clip. I saw a clip from like a Fox News like morning show, and it was like four women talking about Barbie. Now, mind you, let's start with this. None of them had seen it, but they all had critiques.
Oh, so they're like, boy. So
it's just a man-hating film, and I'm like, and then they admit in the next breath that none of them had seen the movie. Wow. It's just hating on men. I don't understand why we're hating on men in this. Like this,
I don't understand. Come on.
What? I agree. Why would I go see something that's going to be that bad and that much woke material in it? I'm not going to go see something like that. Why would I subject myself to that when I know
it'll make you feel bad?
Yeah, it's going to make me look internally upon myself for a minute, and I'm fucking terrified to do that. I don't want to see what I look like on the inside.
No, I take it down all the mirrors.
Yeah, it's scaring the shit out of me. I want nothing to do with it.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, it made over $1 billion so far. It crushed. So it crushed. Jesus Christ.
Oh, apparently there's money in hating men.
Sign me up.
If I could go back, I would have went to go see that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time. Jeez. It's still out. You should go see it.
I'm just scared to spend money on a movie ticket now. It's altered my, this movie's altered my trust of going to a movie theater.
You really never seen a shitty movie in a movie theater? Like you didn't go see fucking.
Not a 3-hour Crow one, though.
Or some shit. No.
Weekend at Bernie's 3.
Not a 3-hour one. That's where I'll like.
Damn, man.
Anyway.
I think quarantine messed it up for me because now I'm like, I do like watching things in the comfort of my own home and not going anywhere. So I'm like, when does it stream? That's my first question. Like. And I like going to the theater. Like, I do. I've, like, historically, it's been a thing for me and my family. But now I'm like, but when does it stream, though?
Yeah, you know, it's like
I like that.
It's like sports. Sometimes it's better to watch it at home because you can see all the angles. And also, we got these big-ass TVs now. Like, the theater is cool, but, like,
Ultra
we got
HD.
Yeah. We got, like, 80-inch TVs in people's homes. That surround sound.
You want me to go to Soldier Field in below zero temperatures and, like, just suffer for fucking there. 3 hours and then get into the parking
lot. Let me tell you about suffering for 3 hours. don't talk to me about suffering for 3 hours, man.
You want me to go in my car or walk or take the train to go into a facility to watch this movie?
Oh, pay for parking.
When I could wait 4 weeks and watch it at home?
Yeah, I never go to the theater these days, but that one seemed like necessary for some reason. I was very curious.
You can hit the pause button when you got to piss?
Yeah, what if you have to pee?
That's lovely.
What if you have to pee? Did they have a break in Oppenheimer so everyone go pee halfway through?
No.
Oh my god.
I had to miss some stuff and like whisper, you know, to catch up.
Oh god.
Did you really miss it?
No, I missed shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
You still gonna make this bomb? Yep.
That could have been the movie.
Yeah. Hey,
we need to raise awareness so no one else has to go through this.
Man. I'm gonna start a group.
Okay.
A support group. For those that have seen it and those that are planning to see it, yeah, sure. We'll sit down once a week.
I'm going to start a group for people who haven't seen Barbie, ain't going to see Barbie, ain't never going to see it. And that's my group.
We have one or two openings in my men's rights group and you're welcome. You're invited.
Make me He-Man 3. Where's that?
That's right.
I've been waiting for that one.
That's right.
Yeah.
Market to us.
Yeah. What about Transformers 17? When is that coming out?
When is the Hot Wheels movie coming out? Looking
right. That's what I'm saying. We're doing toys. I mean, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
This is Chingaderas, and
how's it pronounced?
Chingaderas.
There we go.
Yeah, she messed it up.
Yeah, excuse me. Chingaderas. this is the segment in which we talk even more shit. Whatever's on our mind, we just talk about, and mine is... Sorry, that was a long pause.
Dramatic, though. We all leaned in. You got us.
And then we were just like, that was weird.
And then we were disappointed.
We leaned back.
Why did I do that? Huff, okay. So, you know the band Yaritza y su Esencia. So, it's, how many of them are there?
It's like a trio, I thought.
I thought there were like four of them.
Oh, damn.
But anyway, it's a band from Washington State. They're Mexican-American. And they're kids. They're like teenagers who sing so beautifully and play these amazing instruments so beautifully. It's just kind of like unbelievable that they have so much like duende, so much soul when they're just children. Anyway, I think they're great. I think they're so cute. And recently they went to Mexico. And they said some silly things in interviews.
Mexico City, I think.
Yeah, Mexico City. And like they didn't like the food and they... The soda in the bag. They thought it was weird. Yeah. And, you know, all this crap. And that they preferred to be,
chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. They like chicken wings. Anyway, so just weird. Like comments that maybe kids would make because they just don't even know any better. And, you know, if I would have had a public platform at that age, I would have said a lot of really embarrassing things. And also, they're being accused of being like self-hating and the Mexicans are like appalled. And it's like,
cue the irrational blowback. Yeah.
This is silly. Like, first of all, they're children. They're allowed to say stupid things because they're kids. And also, they need a better team to prepare them for such appearances because obviously someone did not let them know that this was a possibility. And so someone failed them in this situation. And I just think people need to get the fuck over it because it is like, who cares, you know?
Yeah, it's not even worth it. It's like you're surprised that three young people have like an underdeveloped palate. Like, yeah, them dissing Mexico City, I would say is like, to my palate, that's totally wrong of like an opinion. Yeah, like Mexico City has good tacos and the soda in the bag, whatever. But it's just like, you're surprised that young kids have an underdeveloped palate. If your cousin still eats chicken wings, it's not that big of a deal.
Still or chicken tenders. Chicken
tenders, baby. Yeah,
chicken wings are delicious. Like that was the part that
they grew up on dino nuggies.
Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah. Because they didn't get dinged for liking chicken wings, did they? Because where I draw the line. I know I'm not part of this conversation, but if we're talking chicken wings, that's where I
go. No, to your point, it just felt like under-supported or under, yeah, lesser prepared. PR support.
Yeah.
Because the one kid took the question about Mexico City food and took that weird turn with it. He's like, honestly, I just eat like chicken wings. So he's just like, I don't. This is not my style.
One of our
I'm like, okay, weird. That's not what I was asking, but yeah.
Right.
One of our biggest strengths as a community is our shit talking. And whenever I see it misused, like, don't go at these fucking kids for the fact that
they're children. They're so talented.
They grew up in Washington State. I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine that's like you're getting a wealth of
picking
experience.
Crops.
Yeah. So
this isn't a miracle that they exist. That there's
let's
this
back the fuck off these kids and then maybe like point our shit talking in a different direction.
And I would assume they're from like a campesino community, so like a farm worker community, because that's what they did,
right?
So they probably do got some killer food back home. Weird to compare it, like you took the bait of the interviewer question.
It's such a cheap question.
Do you like the food here? And then damn, I'm sure no one was
I'm gonna fight my life for that kid's right to like chicken wings. That's preposterous.
He's getting canceled for liking chicken wings.
It's chicken tenders.
God damn it, that's pissing me off.
Oh my God.
We're opening up the No Chingas PR firm and reach out to us because we have the answer. And the answer is always, if there's like weird ass controversy like this, shut up for a week.
Yeah, like, leave it alone.
It'll blow over. These kids will be fine. Everything's going to be all right. But like the more you lean into
it. Leave them alone though, for real.
Everybody should back the fuck off. But like the news cycles are so quick that this ain't going
to last. I think they did an apology video and I was just like, you didn't even have to do that. Look what y'all made them do.
It's hard to be from here and be of Mexican origin. Like it's confusing and there's a lot of stuff you're not familiar with and you don't belong in either place. And it's just like, damn man, back off. Just chill.
Well, we've talked about like the No Sabo kid shit, right? Where it's like this gatekeepy, look at these kids don't know how to speak Spanish. They don't do this. They don't do that. They don't do things the old way. That I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like leave these fucking kids alone and stop being a dick.
And why do things have to be done the old way? I'm not trying to do the old way. The old way was kind of terrible for women. First of all, you know,
and if they are unfamiliar with chicken wings in the old way, then obviously there has been some advancements. If these kids know that chicken wings are good and the other motherfuckers apparently don't know that they're good, it's just preposterous. I'm with y'all. Lockstep.
Thank you for your contributions.
You're welcome.
Well, that was mine. That's it.
Oh, man.
Montgomery Brawl. Remember them racists in that boat?
Beautiful thing to see.
Twas glorious.
I think y'all heard about this in Montgomery, Alabama. I'm just going to recap it for like 10 seconds. Montgomery, Alabama, a boat captain. They have a river boat captain tried to get into his spot. These wild whites in this boat wouldn't move out the way. And they started talking crazy shit. Captain went on shore. Co-captain went on shore to try to get him to move. Then they jumped him. But then black people came from high up top on the mountains.
Yeah. And from down water.
low in the valleys. We all heeded the call, the hat thrown high in the air. We came. We came and we fought those wild ass whites. It was beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, Montgomery Brawl. Yeah.
My favorite was the guy that swam across.
Yeah. I know.
To go help.
He was a kid too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the kids.
That's a pro move. That's a very mature move.
Aquaman, they called him.
Man.
So many good nicknames.
It's great. Mm-hmm. And black folks, how quickly the memes came. It was absurd. T-shirts were made with, you know, just so quickly. Yes. It was, I mean, it's you know, it's probably played out at this point, but I thought we had to bring it up because, I mean, the meme-ature, yes. I don't know really, the what you call it, was fucking impeccable.
What was the chair, the folding chair?
Yeah. I was blown away by all of it, like the events as they took place and you watched everybody just unify and protect this dude. I'm like, holy fucking shit, that was awesome. But then I watched like everything take place after and all the memes and all the names and this, that, and the other, and I'm like, And I thought about like Mexican culture. I'm like, oh, it's the same shit. Like we would have done the exact same fucking shit.
My favorite thing that's transferable, especially like growing up with these dudes, they used to act out sometimes. The when they skip on their way to you, it's never a good sign. When three dudes take like three little
and
hop
their arms
skips,
are bouncing like that. Like,
they've been waiting.
Your pants get pulled up, skips get had, and you're in for fucking trouble. There's
The hat was epic. Oh my God, it was beautiful. Damn, oh, they really got what they were asking for.
And I think the joy that came with it was the fact that rarely do you see instant karma.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers attacked the man. We're trying to brutalize him. And instantly, there was some, to use a very Caucasian, comeuppance. Yeah. They got their comeuppance. And watching that in real time, like, happen, like, instantly, it never happened. Like, how often are we, like, waiting for justice to happen over the course of years?
Yeah.
And here I'm like, oh, you just got your fucking ass beat. Homie, this dumb fuck is diving into the water to avoid getting his ass beat. Did you see that one?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that
one. Oh, it was fucking awesome.
It was, wow.
It was all.
He's treading water so amazing. He won't get his ass beat.
Don't fuck with black people is what we have seen here, you know? Nice.
And they got arrested, right? It was like it played out the right way.
Yeah, because everyone in Montgomery's black. Like the police, they police chief gave a press conference on it. It was amazing.
Oh my God.
What an event.
I think we would like to speak on behalf of the Mexican delegation to let y'all know. Y'all threw up the cap, and I guess that's the signal for like it's time to like mount up. Let's do this shit. Throw up the chancla and let us know. That's just like if you need backup, like if you need us on your side, we'll be on your left. We got you.
Yeah, we'll be
it's
there.
A chancla. That's what I was
as high as possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just throw it up high.
If I
it's
see like it, that. I'll know. Yeah.
Or like a really loud.
Oh, the whistle. No, the whistle. The Mexican, which I can't do, so I feel ashamed that I can't. But yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
We're there for you. Now, welcome to Si Chingas. And this is where we kind of cleanse our palate and speak of things that are nourishing to the soul, perhaps. And so I will start with poetry. I've been really, really, really loving just writing and reading poetry at this time. I'm taking a break from my novel that I'm writing and just focusing on poetry because it's what started it all. And I've been reading poems to my daughter who's 2.5, and she loves poems and she asks for poems now. And I think that's really beautiful and amazing. And I love reading them to her. So to me, poetry is like the way I feel most alive. It's the center of my being in a sense. And so it's been really cool to really allow myself that time and space to go to these different spaces. And I'm not teaching in the fall, obviously. And so I'm just like working on a bunch of projects, including the poetry, and I feel really great about it. Also, the copy, I'm looking at it right now, my Taiwanese copy of I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, I received that recently, and it's just so amazing to know that it's out in Taiwan, and now it's going to be out in France next month, and I just never imagined that for myself, and so... Ooh. Oh no!
Wrong button.
That was the button. I didn't know which button it was.
It's the brunch edition. Little nature doesn't hurt
wait for it though.
Anyway,
I want to say this cover is kind of insane.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It's very nice. You shared this out so people can see it?
It's on my Instagram. Cool. If anyone wants to look,
yeah, go take a look. This color scheme's crazy. It's backwards, forward to them. And the only thing in English I like, it says, keep calm and read a book. So I don't know what they're quoting there, but I think that's kind of cool too.
That is cool.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't know what to do, just shut the fuck up and go read a book.
Yeah.
Or keep calm. Either one.
And or, right?
And yeah. Or.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
The way you talk about poetry, that feeling is the feeling that Jorge and I have at the Costco food court.
Mm. Oh my God.
Just want to put it out there for people who don't have, you know, so we can relate.
Sure. It's very similar. Yeah, but that does make sense. I take it all back. Oh my Costco. I didn't know that y'all felt like that.
My soul resonates. Like it's like a tuning fork.
Oh my God.
It's wonderful.
Wait, before I forget, my mom recently gave me a bunch of like old stuff that I've been storing in her house. And I found this packet of poetry that my teacher, freshman year, English teacher, Mr. Sislow made for me personally. He compiled a bunch of poems that he thought I would connect to or that I would like. And I recently read through it, and it just illuminates how much that packet influenced my work. And I just see like the beginnings of my poetry in that packet. And you know, a good teacher can change your whole fucking life. You know, I think about him all the time. He really, I felt saw me for who I was and valued me as like an intellectual and as a writer. And so, yeah, man, Mr. Sislow, thank you for that packet. It's still serving me.
Nice. Teaching gets to the good teachers.
Yeah.
I have a Sichinga's Reservation Dogs is back.
Yes, ooh. Yes.
I've only gotten a chance to see the first episode, but I mean, they're coming back. They're swinging hard again. Just dope as fuck. So I'm excited. And we obviously talked about the first season quite a bit when it was out. And now I'm excited to see the second season because God knows when we're going to get more TV, right? Because of the writers and actor strike. So take what we can get and enjoy the good stuff now.
These studios need to get their fucking life together. Like, what are they doing? Just, you know, you're very, very wealthy. Like, yeah. Just redistribute a little bit. It's not going to kill you. Just do it. Shut the fuck up or else you don't have a career. Really.
Yeah. They don't create a single thing up at the top. They're just like running a business.
Yeah.
And they just won't pay the creators who supply all of their inventory. It's like, I'm kind of blown away by it.
You know what I think? I think that Hollywood got they got too woke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then
a bunch of communists.
Then, yeah, and the CEO said, no, we're not going to pay you no more. And I think they're doing the right thing.
Yep.
I think they're doing the right thing.
I 100% agree.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Bootstraps. These writers and these actors, right. They have to just like bootstrap
try
it up.
Try harder.
Try harder.
So stupid. My God.
Go woke, go broke. That's what I say.
That is what they're saying.
That's what he said. Roddy says that often. Yeah. Wow. It rhymes. You were speaking of poetry earlier.
That's poetry to my ears.
Mm-hmm. Dude, they're going to make some stupid fucking hats. Oh, I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, luckily their fashion is so garbage, because if it was like kind of interesting, people might like try to like do it, but it's just, luckily they are the worst dressed worldwide. Talking to you, MAGA.
Roddy, who were those poorly dressed radicals downtown that you were roasting?
Oh,
that's right.
Let's not even name drop their group. Yeah. So, but just describe what they were like promoting and wearing.
Downtown Chicago. I forgot about this. It was like a couple weeks ago. There was some group downtown by like the art museum down there. There was they were like an anti-LGBT group. And they were like, you know, they were calling them groomers and stuff. Like, they were one of those. They were holding these banners and they're wearing like, it was some kind of weird, gross organization. They were in little sashes and shit, and they all had
bagpipes.
Like,
no,
and then when they were playing the bagpipes, and then motherfuckers were just yelling at them. Not really. I started yelling at them because they were pissing me off.
Yeah, that's my Sichingas, because you were roasting them very well.
Really roasting these hoes. I mean, one of them.
There's a video. It's great.
That's not for public consumption, but there's a video. Yeah, right, dude. I mean, they were wearing the dumbest hats and shit. So I was just talking shit, and this dude was like, "It's a $90 hat."
Oh, that
and
was like, probably the best part.
I was like, "You paid $90 for that piece of shit." It was great. Yeah, it was great. And then then one dude tried to talk to him, shut the fuck up. You know, it's classic. You know, that kind of shit. But it was like to see that in Chicago, I was stunned. I was stunned to see this, like right there. It was real gross, man.
And I forget sometimes that shit, you know, happens, and then there's like a demonstration against like children or against abortion or
So some girl went in and started ripping up all their signs, and people were like cheering, like but it was like, I just was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
What's the end goal though? Because with that format and that type of forum, I've never seen someone walking down the street like, oh yeah, that guy with the sash is
there,
right?
There were.
No,
there
way.
Were people. No, I swear to God. No, swear no,
not
God.
People already in agreement. But what I mean is, they're not just like, they're not converting anyone with this. So what is the actual?
But there were people that went up to them and were like, "I like what you're doing," or like honked for them. That was so. It was terrifying.
And that's the thing. I'd like to think that you're right, but I think I learned about this a few years back. Something called the Overton window, which is what is acceptable to say. I think it goes along with politics. Like, what is acceptable for politicians to discuss or say? And that they are shifting it. So people are now having this discussion. They're honking the horn. Yeah. They're seeing it there. Their politicians are talking about it. They have that fucking QAnon movie that came out. Yeah. What is whatever the fuck it's called. I don't want to even name it, even if I knew the name.
Ew.
But so the Overton window is sort of opening so that this extremist bullshit is now like being consumed by more people. So then these conversations become more likely to happen. And I'm like, it's gross to watch.
You know who's helping us? Your little boy, Joe Rogan. That kind of, like, Joe Rogan.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is exactly the entry point for this kind of bullshit. Literally. You look at all this little fake intellectual stuff. But if you look at all the episodes, like, this is where this enters the cover. And then, because he gives it space, he's like, oh,
I'm just asking questions.
He's like, oh, you know, man, I don't agree with that, but tell me more about why trans people shouldn't exist. Like, tell me more about that. Like, you know, it's like, it's fucking bullshit.
You give it room to breathe, and then it fucking picks up steam, and then the next idiot is, like, willing to ask the questions also, and then it becomes... unfortunately, it's dominoes falling. Yeah, it's terrible. Mm. The worst part is, like, when you showed us a video, is like that there, you see the stupid pipeline where you see children there. Like, you see their children. I'm like, they have no say in the matter. They've been dragged into this lifestyle, this world, this, like, philosophy, and that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Yeah, so...
That's our sea chingus.
Yeah, let's all join the roasting movement. Yeah. If you see folks like this, go roast their ass head to toe.
Yes.
And you know, do it for all of us.
For the people.
Yeah.
And also don't forget to give us great reviews on various platforms. Okay.
And on Yelp.
High fives.
No. Yeah. Wait, what are the different ways to share?
Yeah, we stay on Instagram and TikTok mostly.
Threads.
Yeah, ask questions. Throw your no chingas. What's fucking bothering you?
Yeah,
might ask be us bothering questions. Us as well. So
we want to hear from you.
We're gonna make this more interactive, I think, as we go. Because sometimes we don't got the juice. Sometimes we need the we need the reminder. I forgot to write it down.
I always got the juice.
I always got the juice. Yeah.
All right. Peace.